live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Coming up, porn. Nemi's going to tell us about it. And,
yay, porn. Yeah,
indeed. And there's some new regulation, I guess, that is going into effect in Los Angeles, which, of course, is where the bulk of the porn is created. We'll tell you about what that's going to mean. 855-453 is the toll-free number. But we've got Mark Warden on the line with us here. He is a Free State Project participant. He was elected to the State House here in New Hampshire a couple of years ago and has now won re-election despite being targeted by Democrats nationally to unseat him. And he is a liberty-minded dude. This is not, you know, your typical Republican. He did run as a Republican. But that's because, you know, that's how he won the first time, so he's running as a Republican again. But he's a great principled dude, really great realtor as well. So if you're looking to purchase a house in New Hampshire, you definitely want to get in touch with Mark Warden. And, Mark, how do folks learn more about the realty side of what you do?
Well, I appreciate that. I specialize actually in working with buyers as a buyer's agent, and in particular with relocation. So there is a series of challenges if you're moving from another state to New Hampshire, especially if it's your first time here, dealing with the different towns, the different tax rates among the towns. A lot of people have never had well water and septic systems before if they're from the big city. And so there's a big learning curve. And
or heat in a basement from Florida.
Yeah, or a basement. I moved from southern Nevada, from the Las Vegas area, so there was a learning curve for me as well. But I think it's helpful to have somebody who knows the market here who can help ease the transition, and that's what I try to provide for my clients.
Excellent. So you were telling us something, and is it porcupinerealestate.com now?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, because it was a different site previously, but now it's that one. So you were telling us something before we had to run away to the news break there, and I didn't take notes, so I don't remember what it was.
That's good. We were talking about the anarchist guy who got elected.
Oh, yeah.
And
in New Hampshire.
I think what's another turn of events coming out of yesterday's elections is the fact that two or three states legalized marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to try to do the same here in New Hampshire, looking to those
awesome.
States, to that experience, say, hey, maybe it's time to start looking at this as a simple pleasure, just like alcohol or tobacco or hamburgers or porn or internet or television, and get the government out of people's lives, out of their bedrooms, out of their homes, and look at the use of marijuana as any other sort of self-medicating substance for recreational use.
Or even do what, even if it was just what Massachusetts did, and
with
you know, decriminalizing it to a civil fine where, you know, I mean, apparently there's no penalty for not paying the fine, which is kind of laughable.
Yeah, we've tried those things over the years here in New Hampshire, and I don't want to get into too much detail, but every year, or every term anyway, we try different approaches to changing the current terrible laws and penalties for marijuana use or possession. So there are a couple different approaches. One is the medical marijuana usage illegalized. Another is what's called tax and regulate. Say let's let the state tax it just like they would alcohol or tobacco and get some revenues out of it and have it people licensed to sell it and to ship it in and then just treat it like a regular legal product. Then the other approach is pure decrim, which of course I would advocate and just get government out of it altogether and not throw people in jail for doing a smoke of a herb.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many people in jails. That was one of my primary issues during the campaign was ending victimless crimes during my campaign in New Hampshire because I've been in the jail. I mean, I know how many people are in there who don't belong there. And you and I have talked about this, Mark. Not only are people in there for smoking cannabis and various other different substances, but also driving. I mean, there's a huge amount of people in New Hampshire that are put in behind bars because they don't have, a current government driver's license or, you know, it's been suspended and they continue to drive because, well, gosh, people still want to go to work and feed their families.
They don't have to go to work,
yeah.
Right?
So
yeah, it's unbelievable. People watch way too much TV. They see Law and Order on TV, and they think that everybody is a really nasty criminal. But the fact is, you and I were in a courthouse last week to watch a trial, and we looked at the docket of all the cases that morning, and I think of the 10, only one of the 10 had an actual victim. The other 9 were for things like crossing the yellow line on the road and possession of small amount of marijuana. And the laughable one was hosting a party in which somebody underage drank a beer. And I think it was so silly that the law says that if there are more than 5 people and somebody underage 21 has a beer, then it's a crime. But evidently, if you only have 3 or 4 people at the party, there's no such crime. So,
right,
and
hosting the underage party, right?
Celebrity folks.
So hopefully some of these social issues will start to gain some more traction now that Democrats have kind of won a few more seats here in New Hampshire. And that's kind of the interesting thing, as we were talking with Seth Cohn previously, the liberty movement doesn't, you know, we're not on one side or the other of Republicans or Democrats, you know, in, as far as what their viewpoints might be in general. Liberty-minded people are principled, and that means that we can work with people who are willing to work with us on whatever the issue is that's present. That's valuable.
That's exactly right. People look at what happens in Washington and they see this left versus right battle all the time. But it's a little different at the local level, especially when you're working in committees. I know you've been to a number of hearings at the legislature, Ian and Mark. Mm-hmm. You guys know that when we're in committee, we try to take off the Republican and Democrat name badges and just work on the issue based on principle, based on the Constitution, based on real people and their testimony. So I hope to take that, but also be a more relevant and effective spokesman for the causes of liberty. Because a lot of people really just haven't heard this message before, so it's incumbent upon people who listen and talk like the three of us to get the word across.
So, Mark, obviously here in New Hampshire, we tend to cycle through governors here rather quickly, and this last governor's had a certain amount of staying power, but people have floated your name as a possible liberty-oriented candidate for governor coming up in the next election. What are your thoughts on the moving forward after this particular 2-year term that you've got ahead of you?
Gosh, are you asking me to publicly state on Free Talk Live that I'm going to run for governor? Is this a breaking news story or something?
That's my job, Mark.
Hey, you guys are good. Well, I'm flattered, of course, that anybody would think of me as being a possible candidate in the future. And certainly that was something I would look at. What you find out here is that the governor is, in New Hampshire, probably the weakest governor in any of the states by the nature of the Constitution, the way it's set up. So I think I'd be a perfect governor that way. So I don't have to tell anybody to do. I just veto all the bad bills. I can imagine sitting there in the governor's, what we call the corner office here in Concord, New Hampshire, just going through pen after ink pen, signing veto notices.
Really, that's what we want from the legislature anyway, because the fact is, if a law is good enough, you should be able to pass it by at the very least a 2/3 majority. And if it's not good enough to pass by a 2/3 majority,
if that happens, then the governor doesn't matter what he says.
Right. If it doesn't pass by 2/3, it probably wasn't good enough to be made a law anyway.
Well, I just can't imagine we need more laws, right? There are thousands and thousands on the books, and mm-hmm. we get 1,000 new bills every year in the legislature. I think we just take a break and only do some legislation that repeals some of the bad statutes.
I'm with you.
Those are some I could get behind.
Well, and now, you know, they say that in your first term that you kind of have to be reserved and pay, you know, close attention to what's going on around you, learn the lay of the land, and that now you're on your second term, you'll be able to maybe open up a little bit more. At least that's what I've heard from, you know, the people that are in the down on the ground there. So it'll be interesting to see how things go for you, Mark Warden. Always appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight.
Peace.
Yep. Great guy. Man, I really am glad that he's still on board and that he won his re-election campaign against national opposition from the Democratic Party.
They targeted
him. Shut him down. 855-453. If you want to learn more about what happened with his race, there's a detailed article I posted over at freekeen.com. You can learn more and see his smiling face there. More coming up. You can take control here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. but we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of SACL CAI, what is that, Mark?
SACL CAI is the sponsor of our phone lines. It's a company that does accounts receivable. The principal's over there, Jason Osborne, and his dad, Mike Osborne. They're both big supporters of Liberty and big supporters of Free Talk Live. If you've got a business where you need to, you know, try something new in the arduous and vexing task of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It is the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Tom, listening in Detroit, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I had to call back tonight. I know I kind of got into your asses the other night about the Halloween thing. Anyway.
All right.
And I challenged you on what was important, the elections, and here we are. And today, last night, my girlfriend and I went and voted. I know it's not the best thing to do, but we had to.
Why is it not the best thing to do?
I don't think
you should vote if it makes you feel better.
Both of you jumped on me. What'd you say?
I said, why did you have to?
Well, because the bottom line is we have a lot of local stuff that was going on here in Michigan, and that was one.
I've never crapped on anybody for voting.
No, I think that voting's fine.
Yeah.
I will agree with that as well. I think my vote doesn't particularly count on the federal level, but I do believe voting is important to do for, as you're saying,
The local sheriff's race was decided by a couple dozen votes.
Yeah, I think it was 27.
Yep.
Right. Well, the reason I called was, you know what? This is the first time I have always voted Libertarian. And this is the first time both my girlfriend and I, we were standing next to each other in our secure little booths. And there was no Libertarian on the ballot. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Michigan was one of the states where they didn't get qualified.
I had no clue. It's the first time I've ever seen that. And from the, maybe I was listening to you guys tonight, but he actually got more votes since 1980. I mean, why the hell would he be on the ballot?
So difficult to qualify. A lot of states like Michigan, Oklahoma, and if Daryl Perry were here, I'm sure he'd be able to rattle off the rest of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, a lot of these states make it incredibly arduous to get qualified. It's an expensive process. It is a time-consuming process. And a lot of the time, if you don't bring in enough signatures, if you don't bring in 50% more signatures than what they require, you're done for, because they'll disqualify as many of those signatures as they possibly can. They do not want third parties on the ballot. Here in New Hampshire, the Green Party didn't make the cut onto the ballot. So all around the country, there were different third parties. You know, they made it on enough ballots to, in theory, win. So had enough people voted for Gary Johnson nationwide, in theory, he still could have won enough electoral votes to win. But it's been, I think, a couple of election seasons since the Libertarian Party has actually had candidates or has had qualification on all ballots. I don't remember the last year that happened. I know it did happen during the Harry Brown campaign in 2000. It may have happened in 2004. I highly doubt it did for Bob Barr. Yeah, it's just the way it goes, man. Take it up with the Michigan Libertarian Party, because if anyone dropped the ball, it was them. But then again, they probably are dealing with
it. No, it had to do with Gary Johnson getting off of the Republican ballot like 1 minute too late or something like that.
Oh, it was some ridiculous
revision. It didn't have to do with that.
Actually, there's one other thing that I wanted to mention, and we'll get it off real quick. All day today, I'm subcontracted. And the people that I work with, you know, really have no clue. And I was so upset. I heard this quote so many times today with Obama's speech. I'm not sure where he gave it. But I am, again, you guys know this. My family comes from East Germany. And I am totally understanding of socialist, how it doesn't work. And the president today, our new president, again, in his speech, I got it quoted. He said, we, that means us as a country, are more than the sums, he made it plural, of our individual ambitions. If that's not an absolute indication of where he's going as a socialist, we are, this country, and I, Mark Stevens, all the Stefan Molyneux, there's no such thing as a country. I believe that. But let's say the principles, the idea of America is all about our individual ambitions, that we can be anything we want, that we can achieve anything we want. We can maybe we can do Microsoft, who knows? And this guy came out with this quote, and I brought this up to the guys I work with, and they just look at me like, huh? I couldn't believe it.
I hear you, man. I get the frustration. That's why I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, so I could be around an intentional community of people who do understand and be in a place where, you know, the Granite State, the Live Free or Die State. Now, obviously, that's just a slogan because people are not living free here. But
they certainly aren't willing to die for any freedom.
Right. We're working on it. And
we'll take yours.
Some of the natives here are more. The natives, you know, and Nemi can comment on this, are more likely to get it, right? They're more likely.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you said you were just telling us during the break that you've got a roommate who is a fairly popular person in the area who, I won't say more than that, but you've got a roommate who I guess was really excited by the fact that during my campaign and Daryl's campaign, we said what we meant. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to secede. I want to see New Hampshire secede, and she saw that and was impressed by that.
That's right.
So, you know, how often do you get that in Michigan?
That's right.
But isn't it sort of disappointing? My girlfriend and I were watching the stuff going on last night, and we looked at New Hampshire, and they're Democratic, they're voting for Obama. I mean, oh my God, it's so disappointing. I know.
Why?
You guys,
what would it have not disappointed you had Mitt Romney won in New Hampshire?
No,
would that
I
have
know.
Excited you?
No, I you know what? It's just, man.
I understand where you're coming from, because sure, when I got up and I read the news this morning, I'm like, four more years, and then I said, well. Four more years is better than waking up and thinking eight more years, you know. I kind of looked around at the diner this morning. I'm like, okay, so who voted for Mitt and who voted for Obama and who of my neighbors should I be, you know. It just kind of changes your perspective of people a little bit, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys watched the movie by Ganesh D'Souza or whatever his name is, Obama 2016. I went and actually went to the movies and watched it. And if that's true, and he is coming from that perspective, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that movie.
No, I don't know.
You should go see it, because if
can you sum it up? Can you sum it up in an executive summary?
Well, yeah, he is. The bottom line is this: the English had they conquered the world back, you know, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. They owned everything. Iran, you know, all the Middle East countries. The what do they call it? The imperialist, whatever. He is now. His goal is to make us pay for our imperialism. He is apologizing.
Huh? You look Obama?
Oh yeah.
You look Mister, that seems like a ridiculous statement because he is an imperialist. I mean, he is going around the world and bombing people and taking over places. So I agree with that. But thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 855-450-FREE. Huh? Obama's like George Bush III.
We're all shedding the old party line that we used to have, you know?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, porn. It's Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want here. Toll free, 855-453. It doesn't have to be election related. In fact, we got porn stuff coming up here in a moment. Some new regulations or a new regulation in Los Angeles is a serious threat to the industry. We'll get to that here in a moment. And so we're going to continue with your calls as well. But first, want to make sure you know about our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you may leave whatever arbitrary amount of Bitcoins you want in said tip jar. Recently, we got a 0.00011 Bitcoin tip contribution. And that's one of the cool things about the Bitcoin is you can divide that sucker on down as far as you want to. You can go below a penny with a Bitcoin, far below a penny if you would like. And Bitcoins are useful for so many different reasons. It's a new free market currency that is really taking the internet by storm and is currently, as I understand it, the most valuable currency in the world. Of all the currencies in the world, Bitcoin is number one.
Yeah, and I think it's probably one of the few that's moving up at this point, especially against the dollar.
Generally, it does seem to be moving up. And now BitInstant is back to its full strength. Over the last couple weeks, there have been some upgrades that have been going on behind the scenes at BitInstant that have resulted in less, fewer choices than you used to have at BitInstant, but now those choices are back. You can now once again send to a Bitcoin address. That feature was missing and very obviously missing from the site over the past couple weeks, and it hurt me personally because I really like that feature. And so it's back now. And in fact, I'm looking at the site now. I guess it's like a kind of a version 2.0. They've added now an instant bank transfer, an internet bank transfer option. It used to be that you had to go down to the bank physically, right, Mark? I mean, you've done this. I never got around to doing the bank one. I did. I went to the MoneyGram locations at Walmart and CVS. Those are still available at BitInstant.com. But these are different ways for you to turn cash into Bitcoin. So if you are ready to get into Bitcoins, you've taken the time to learn about what they are and how useful they are, BitInstant.com can help you do this at pretty low fees, because anytime you translate currencies from one to another, there's going to be a fee involved. But
they're clear on what the fees are, so you can do them in whatever way it makes you happy. Check it out at BitInstant.com. There's more than a million locations worldwide that you could do your deposits. And frankly, you can do it from your house, too, if you do it online. It's BitInstant.com. They're also available to you in more than 30 countries. And, Bitcoins, I recommend getting into them. I'm really bullish on Bitcoins. I believe they're going to be worth a lot more in a relatively short period of time.
Well, Johnny Ray asked me yesterday if I wanted to buy some silver from him, and I said, what about Bitcoins? So I turned down the opportunity to buy some silver in favor of Bitcoins.
Not that I don't think you should be, somewhat. You should have a certain level of money in both of these, in my opinion. These are the only two places I've got mine.
Sure, but once you get enough silver, silver takes up space. Bitcoins, they don't. They're on the internet.
Hard to rob you of your Bitcoins if you've got a good security system on your computer.
So once again, BitInstant.com, this new online, I'm looking into the online bank transfer option. I mean, I literally just saw it minutes before we came back on the air, and they say now that there are 90 banks that they can interface with. So the old bank option used to just be like Bank of America and one or two other banks. Am I right about that, Mark? There was only like a couple banks that were options initially on that.
I use Bank of America. I mean,
right, but when you went to choose the options on BitInstant, as I recall, there were only like two or three different bank brands. Now there are 90 different banks that you can utilize, and you can do it all from your home. You don't actually have to go down to the bank branch. So they've definitely upgraded over
at BitInstant.
You
have to have an account at that bank, right?
Yes, right. It's from your bank account. Straight into Bitcoins. So, BitInstant.com, we continue with your calls. Bob is listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob.
I want to talk about that crazy election last night.
Sure.
I watched that, and up until it happened, I felt pretty confident that Romney was going to take it. And with President O'Berry, that's what I call him, respect to his Irish roots, with the record he had and the thing that things like you didn't build that and just the bowing to other dictators and all, I thought and the high unemployment rate, especially Benghazi, there was like no way this man's going to get reelected. And I think Romney blew his chance on the third debate. He should have pinned him down on Benghazi, and he let it go. And then Sandy came through, and it was over with last night and on the East Coast by about 10 o'clock, 10:30. I just got frustrated. I just turned it off, turned it on Netflix and just watched something on there. I was just so disgusted.
So you wanted Romney to win, am I understanding correctly?
Yes. I voted in every election since Reagan versus Carter in 1980. I was 21 back then. I've never missed an election. But right now after this, I just think people are just idiots. And I think people should have to take an IQ test to vote. But after this, it's like, I don't even care anymore.
Would smart people vote for Mitt Romney?
Huh?
Are you suggesting that smart people would have voted for Mitt Romney?
I don't know. People with any intelligence that could really look and see what was happening and see what the president...
I don't think I'm a dumb person. I think that when I look at what's happening, I see Mitt Romney's basically the same as Barack Obama.
Maybe, but I don't think he would be anywhere as radical as what the current president is. It's just my...
Pretty sure Mitt Romney wants to bomb peaceful people around the world and lock up peaceful people in cages for possessing plants. And
Romney didn't
same policies.
He didn't distinguish himself very well from the president. Basically, he was running on, I'm not that guy.
Well, I mean, they both have socialized medicine policies. I mean, they're pretty much the same guy.
Yeah, but I would agree. One of the reasons I don't like voting... is because I really do think the election is decided by, to a large extent, by people who are uninformed, that they just shouldn't be there and shouldn't vote. And as far as, you know, dumb people voting, you know, it happens. The fact is you'll find that I was sitting in a jacuzzi talking to this lady in a public pool area, and she said that she works at a mental health facility, and she made sure that she drove that van and got all those people to vote Democrat, is what she said. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that every time that everybody does it, it votes Democrat, but that's what she said. She drove them all in there and said, you should go vote Democrat. And that's what she did.
Yeah, I just, my at this point in my life, it's like I'm fed up, I give up, I don't care. I don't even know if I'll ever vote again, and I won't be following it. It's just, this was just the last straw. I'm not even going, I used to watch O'Reilly and Hannity and stuff like that all the time, just especially Bill O'Reilly. I thought he's a straight up guy, and I don't care anymore. It's just, I don't know, maybe I'll get over it or something, but this,
I think it'd be smarter for not watching those television shows personally. I think that, you know, the political coverage in this country, whoever it is you're watching, whether it's MSNBC or Fox News, is just, you know, it's laughable. I mean, these people are such partisan hacks. It's one party versus the other. The bad, you know, the red team or the blue team is always right, and the other team's always wrong, and it's just the same old formula every single day. And it would drive me crazy watching those shows. I can share your frustration to some extent, and I appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks for making it tonight. 855-450-FREE. But the idea that Mitt Romney and Barack Obama were somehow, you know, markedly different in any way, shape, or form? Nah, sorry.
No, different, but markedly different? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I think you're talking about, 5.9 of one and 6.1 of the other. I mean, I just don't think it's that big of a difference.
There was some good news, though, in this election. As we briefly mentioned earlier, Washington State, Colorado, both passing. Not medical marijuana, but because they already had that, but full-on legalization of cannabis in both places, passing with decent percentages, solid majorities, you know, 55% in Washington. In Colorado, I believe it was 52.7% that passed it there. And in addition to that, Oregon came close. They didn't quite make it. With full legalization in Oregon, we'll probably see that again in a couple of years.
By 5%, I mean, it was a good number.
Yeah. So that's great news. How it'll end up playing out, we don't know. The DEA has released a statement regarding these provisions, saying that they intend to continue enforcing federal law. So we'll see, you know, what they're going to do about that. Because right now, Colorado does have medicinal marijuana, and we haven't seen reports about DEA raids in Colorado. It seemed to be picking on California, but then again, maybe we're just not tuned in to what's going on there. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Don't forget, freetalklive.com has a lot of different features. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month, we invest that into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. Mark, you were interviewed by RT when you were down at the third-party presidential debate on Monday night. It was the Free Talk Live AMP program that helped pay for that. Our listeners stepped up. They threw in money for gas, threw in money for hotel room, and that's awesome, man.
Yep.
Because you know, it gets you a little bit more exposure for Free Talk Live. And as I understand it, you guys had had a good time. There's, I guess, you had an interview with Jill Stein.
That's right. I've got an interview with Jill Stein. I've got to cut it up and get it up online. I guess I'm going to make it at Edgington Post.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
You can find Edgington Post by going to freetalklive.com. It's on the left-hand column there. Just click on it right there.
Under Listen and Share, look for Edgington Post. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, use any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website, and then we'll take that $5 and invest it in the show and get more people to the ideas of freedom as a result. So amp.freetalklive.com. You also get perks like the Amp-Only Call-In Lines, Amp-Only Podcast Forum, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Charles, listening in West Virginia. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I was just wondering, you mentioned there a while ago where Colorado and Washington State there, they went ahead and legalized marijuana. I mean, just legalized.
Yes.
Now, the federal government's going to go ahead and say they're going to, or the DEA, that they're going to go ahead and enforce federal law. Is there anything these states, these were whole states that adults agreed to this, this is what they want to do. Is there any way to stop them? I mean, any legal recourse? I mean, isn't that what the, during Prohibition, isn't that what Anslinger's speech was about that stopped the whole prohibition of alcohol because people did not want the law?
Good question. What could state governments do to stop the DEA from enforcing federal law within a state in which they have voted overwhelmingly for, you know, for decriminalization and or legalization? They're probably not going to be going, the DEA is probably not going to be going after somebody for carrying an ounce of pot. They'll likely be going after the higher level dealers. But ultimately, if a state government wanted to do something, they could. The problem is most politicians don't have the gumption. They don't have the willingness to take on the federal government. I mean, if you told the feds, hey, look, our people voted for this. We don't want you here. Get out. Then, if you set foot in Colorado and make an arrest for marijuana possession, we'll arrest your agents. I mean, they could do something like that.
I can't imagine they will.
They won't, though, because they're chicken. But that would be, I think, the only solution, really, would be to, you know, threaten these guys with some sort of consequence. Now, they might pull, one of the reasons why state governments are not willing to take on the federal government is because the federal government has them on the hook with cash.
Yeah.
So the feds give them all these grants and all kinds of money that, you know, comes obviously from the people of the state originally. It goes into the federal government, is turned around and given some of it back to the state. But the state government guys, they see that as an incentive to continue doing the Fed's bidding and are too afraid to stand up to them like New Hampshire has done for the past forever. New Hampshire turns down federal money in order to not have a seatbelt law here in New Hampshire. Every other state, the other 49 states, they all have seatbelt laws, and as a result, they get a couple million bucks a year.
No, sometimes don't get me started on the seatbelt law. Oh my God. It was a one-time payment.
It's a one-time payment.
One-time payment.
Yeah.
Of roughly $1 million.
I thought it was 2.1. Okay.
Even still.
1.2?
Okay. In a state with 1.3 million, I think, is the latest census in New Hampshire.
That.
So it's about
a buck a person.
A buck, $2 a person.
Yeah, not worth it.
To totally compromise your liberty during a traffic stop? Are you kidding me?
But they'll still make the same excuse. Even in New Hampshire, the state reps will make that same excuse for why they can't do, medical marijuana or why they can't do something else because, we'll lose our federal funding. We can't stand up to the feds, so you need to just have legislators who actually have the cojones to make a stand.
Now, I could have sworn, and I may be misremembering, hopefully a caller out there can call in and let you guys know, I could have sworn that sheriffs were enforcing and kicking feds off of county land, and I believe it was out west. I can't remember the circumstances, but it was in states' rights, in defense of states' rights.
Cool.
So I don't know if it's a matter of enforcing local law versus federal law and saying you're not welcome here. But if I'm remembering correctly, the position of sheriff is very powerful. And that is,
that's what I've heard, but some people say that's not always true in every different locations.
Right, and I wish I could remember the stories that I had read, but there were two that I distinctly remember where sheriffs were asserting states' rights and saying the federal government was not welcome.
Well, if you think about it, I don't think the federal government agents have immunity from local laws. I'm no expert. If you're a lawyer, please feel free to call and correct us at 855-450-FREE. But a DEA agent can't come into town and just commit a murder. A DEA agent can't... Oops, sorry, we lost him. A DEA agent
can't talk him into the ground.
Walk into, a DEA agent cannot just walk into, a convenience store and steal something out of there. I mean, in theory, they should be able to be held responsible for breaking local laws.
A murder or a theft is a state law.
Right. So, you don't just get to. Certainly, government agents have a lot of immunities, but there are certain abilities for local laws to be enforced against federal agents.
I tend to think that there's got to be some kind of problem with arresting, on a federal level, arresting a federal agent who is attempting to enforce
federal law. Oh, they'll probably do something to you about it. They'll probably figure something out. But I don't think that they can just cancel a criminal charge.
I found it. I just found it. New Mexico sheriffs are choosing citizens' gun rights over the feds. And this is from, of all the times for... For pages, so
we'll take your word for it. Let's talk about porn.
Let's talk about porn.
We're short on time.
This makes New Hampshire unique because We'll get to that. L.A. County voters in California have passed a measure to require porn actors to wear condoms on movie sets.
Wow.
This expands a policy that was already in effect in the city of Los Angeles. Now the regulations have been expanded to apply to 85 other cities in L.A. County. Pornographic producers will have to apply and pay for a permit from the L.A. County Department of Health before shooting a movie.
So it's a permitting process.
Check this out. They'll also be subject to random inspections from the department to check if the performers are wearing condoms.
There's a good job, right?
So there's a quote from an adult film actress in here saying, "The idea of allowing a government employee to come and examine our genitalia while we're on set is atrocious." So California and New Hampshire are the only two states that legally allow adult films to be produced. Previously, the permit was required in L.A. City. Now the regulations have been expanded. This was a measure supported by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which argued that condoms would help protect the performers. But the L.A. Times opposed the measure, saying demand for unprotected sex in films will just increase the number of people who will circumvent the law, leading to more underground and possibly unsafe performances, and drive business out of L.A. County.
Sure enough. I mean, how many of those porn houses are going to want to keep doing business there when they could just move a county over or wherever, or to New Hampshire, and keep their business the way it's always been?
In March 2011, Hustler magazine was filed $14,000 for not using condoms in their L.A. City porn shoots. The company's owner, Larry Flint, argued that people don't want to see condoms in porn.
Nope.
They pointed out that the industry has stringent rules when it comes to testing for STDs. Requiring condoms did not really add much more protection. But the AIDS Healthcare Foundation said in a 2004 HIV scare and a 2012 syphilis scare that temporarily shut down the industry and infected at least nine was enough evidence that testing in the porn industry wasn't working. Other opponents argued the permit requirement would have economic repercussions, lead to a mass exodus of porn production from Southern California, many of which take place in San Fernando Valley.
Because people can't make their own choices about their own bodies. They have to have the government make those choices for them.
So this passed, 55% of people said pass this, as it was called, Measure B.
Oh, this was voted on by the people?
Yes.
I thought it was like the county council or something.
And this is the problem, though, with asking people their opinion on things that don't really affect them.
Right.
And I bring this up all the time. Is this, you know, a measure in Florida that had a super fast train that the people voted on in order to spend other folks' money? Mm-hmm. If all the people that voted on it would have just put some $10 in a kitty, then they would have had their super fast train that they wanted to have or whatever.
Instead, the government failed at it.
Instead, the government wasted all the money.
I just can't imagine going to a voting booth and saying, yes, I want someone who uses force to go into someone else's business and check their
look at their
hoo-ha, look at their junk, and see if they're wearing condoms. I just think that's absolutely ridiculous.
And you know the guys that are going to be the inspectors are going to be the creepiest of the creepers.
The people who got fired from the TSA.
Right. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee.
We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.